Blog Talk Radio.
Before Thanksgiving, everybody, welcome to the final 2011 edition of Relationships 360 Degrees right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. In our Relationships 360, my guest and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain positive, long-lasting, character-based relationships. And this month is no exception on Relationships 360. We've been tackling the subject of abuse in all forms, including last week's show about sexual abuse. That show got a lot of listens, archive listens, a lot of live listens as well. And that's to be expected with, you know, sexual abuse having been in the national spotlight for the past week and a half due to the ongoing developments in the Penn State child abuse scandal. So you guys can go back and listen to that show. But on tap tonight, we're expanding our abuse discussion to include substance abuse. Tends to be compounded during the holidays, dealing with, you know, relatives, loved ones who may be abusing alcohol or drugs. So we want to talk to our guest tonight about how to handle those situations with loved ones that may be addicted to different illegal substances, things like that. Our featured guest tonight is Matt Felix. He's the executive director of the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence in Juneau, Alaska. He has worked in the addiction treatment field for 38 long years, taught at three universities, and been involved in every aspect of treatment, including administration. And he built the first licensed addiction treatment hospital in Alaska and has testified before Congress on the health consequences of alcoholism, which we hope to explore tonight, the medical consequences of substance abuse. Matt, thanks for joining us all the way from Alaska. I would say tonight, but I understand there it is only 4:30 in the afternoon.
That's correct. There's a four-hour difference, and I'm glad to be here, Tiffany.
Well, how's the weather there? It feels about high 30s, I think, in New York right now. I'm sure it's a lot colder in Alaska. But, you know, kind of a wacky year, so I'm not sure. How's the weather there?
Well, no, it's about the same here, and we're in the southern part of the state, so it's not all that bad here. It is clear and cold, and when that happens, it drops pretty low in the evening, so we're expecting a cold night. But right now, it's just about the same as New York.
Well, you know, that's one of the places I would love to visit. I've always wanted to do a cruise so I can, you know, see the icebergs. Titanic is my favorite movie, but, of course, I wouldn't want that to happen, you know, while I am on a ship. But I think it would be, you know, spectacular to see. So hopefully I'll make it out there at some point. And I wanted to ask you, you know, we're about a week, Matt, from we are a week from Thanksgiving, from Turkey Day. Here in the United States, are there any special Thanksgiving meal traditions that Alaskans have?
Well, we of course have access to turkeys up here, but we traditionally eat fish up here on Thanksgiving. Salmon is the main fish that comes through here, but we also have halibut and cod and different fish. And it's so fresh up here, people really get to liking the different kinds of fish that we have. And it's so organic up here. It's not farmed. It's wild fish that a lot of people turn in their turkey for a good king salmon.
Yes, it's you probably want to get a break instead of eating, you know, turkey sandwiches and turkey salad, you know, all week. So, yeah, that's very, very interesting. And I just want to wish, you know, before we get off the air tonight, I want to make sure that I wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving, and also happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners out there in the audience. I'm certainly appreciative of you guys supporting the show, and if you guys would like to call in and speak to myself or Matt tonight about the subject of substance abuse, which is tonight's topic, you can call us live at 714-409-0610. And if you're too shy to call in, to dial into the show, you can certainly type your questions and comments in the chat room, which is open right now. And I want to thank those of you who are in the chat room. And I look forward to getting your questions and your comments tonight. And again, I want to thank you, Matt, for agreeing to be a guest on Relationships 360. This is actually, again, the last show of 2011. I'm going to be taking some time off to plan for 2012, which is going to be a very exciting season. There'll be celebrities stopping by. Relationships 360 will be simulcast on the Girl Talk Radio Network starting in January. So lots of wonderful things that are going to be taking place. And Matt, as is tradition, one thing I am keeping is, you know, the gift giving that occurs on Relationships 360. And I understand that you have something you've agreed to give away to a listener who enters their name and email address at relationships360.com by November 30th. Can you share what that is with our audience?
Well, Tiffany, the treatment agency I work at has a number of counselors employed. And they went together and decided to donate some consulting time for people interested in either learning how to do an intervention, you know, family intervention, or to get some counseling for themselves, possibly to discuss the possibility of treatment and what kind of treatment the individual might need or your listener might need. It's all confidential. It's all done by professional people. And so whoever you decide could use this and wants this, that certainly will certainly be available for a phone consultation up to an hour.
That's awesome. And, you know, I'm not going to choose anyone. It's going to be random. So put your name in the hat. Again, you can just enter your name or email address at relationships360.com. Consultation for you or, you know, someone in your life that, you know, may require in an intervention, a substance abuse intervention. And again, you can enter your name and email address at relationships360.com. Do that by November 30th, and we will be choosing the listener that receives that on December 1st. So we want to thank you, Matt, and your organization for giving that away. Let's get right into the topic. You have 38 long years of experience in substance abuse treatment. How did you get involved in the addiction treatment field? Was there a personal experience that inspired you to help others to overcome their dependence on drugs and or alcohol?
Well, not so personal. I mean, really, we didn't have any addiction in my family, fortunately. I grew up in California, and my family, I had uncles who made wine. I'm from a Portuguese background, and I had wine on the table just about every dinner. But my family really didn't have the propensity to use wine that much, and we really never had a problem. The community I grew up in had a tremendous problem, and I watched a lot of people who had everything to live for, wealthy farmers and wealthy businessmen, drink themselves to death, and I found it fascinating that people who had made it financially and materially could give it all away or drink it all away, and and die of such a terrible disease, addiction.